Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, November 2nd, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Our AFA-CWA Disaster Relief Fund has been extended to AFA members and retirees affected by Hurricane Sandy. AFA established the Disaster Relief Fund after September 11th to assist our members whose lives were placed in harm's way. Members whose primary residence is in a federally declared disaster area and who have suffered financial loss and or dislocation are eligible for assistance through the AFA-CWA Disaster Relief Fund. This fund has been made possible through the generous contributions of your fellow AFA sisters and brothers. The AFA Disaster Assistance Fund is available to members in the following counties of New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. In New Jersey, Atlantic, Cape May, Essex, Hudson, Middlesex, Monmouth, Ocean, and Union. In New York, the Bronx, Kings, Nassau, New York, Richmond, Suffolk, and Queens. And in Connecticut, Fairfield, Middlesex, New Haven, and New London. As states continue to conduct assessments of Sandy's damage, they may request assistance for their residents. The AFA Disaster Relief Fund will expand eligibility for members in other states and counties should presidential declarations identify the need for such assistance. Funds will be distributed as long as they remain available. For more information about the application process or to donate to this fund, please go to our website or call the International EAP office at 1-800-424-2406. Through the Federal Emergency Management Administration, FEMA, individuals in specific counties in Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, New Hampshire, and West Virginia are eligible for the resources listed. Rental payments for temporary housing for those whose homes are unlivable, grants for home repairs and replacement of essential household items not covered by insurance to make damaged dwellings safe, sanitary, and functional. Grants to replace personal property and help meet medical, dental, funeral, transportation, and other serious disaster-related needs not covered by insurance or other federal, state, or charitable aid programs. Unemployment payments of up to 26 weeks for workers who temporarily lost jobs because of the disaster and who do not qualify for state benefits, such as self-employed individuals. The source on that is FEMA-funded, state-administered. Low-interest loans to cover residential losses not fully compensated by insurance, and other relief programs, crisis counseling for those traumatized by the disaster, income tax resistance for filing casualty losses, advisory assistance for legal, veterans benefits, and Social Security matters. To apply for FEMA benefits or for more information, go to our website. Daylight savings time ends on November 4th for those in the United States and Canada. Don't forget to adjust your clocks to fall back 1 hour this Sunday at 0200 hours. In the coming weeks, we will be leaving our current long layover hotels in Honolulu and Washington, D.C. United will be entering into contracts with new hotel properties in the near future. Flight attendants who have been storing items or receiving mail and packages at the current layover hotels should make arrangements with the current hotel to remove your items and make any changes to your mailing address as soon as possible. As a matter of layover safety, we are refraining from publicizing the new hotel locations. If you have questions, please contact your local council office. We have discussed the critical importance of the outcome of the U.S. presidential election and the impact it will have on our jobs. Decisions about airline regulation, safety, and key turning points in foreign ownership and cabotage are critical to our future. Whether you're concerned about contract negotiations, aviation regulations, or the performance of your 401k account, there are plenty of reasons to make sure you vote on November 6th. Not only will you be voting for the next president of the United States of America, one-third of the seats in the U.S. Senate and all 435 seats in the House of Representatives. The Flight Attendants Union Coalition, representing over 100,000 flight attendants, has collectively endorsed the re-election of President Barack Obama. This endorsement is based on the proven track record of President Obama's support on many issues that are important to flight attendants and the aviation industry. We need allies in Congress that will fight for legislative issues that have an effect on our community, such as preventing outsourcing, obtaining adequate rest, and implementing workplace safety and health protections. If you haven't already done so, take time to read the Elections 2012 information on our website. We encourage each member to become educated on how the candidates have supported the issues that have a great impact on our lives and our future. Make sure that you participate in the democratic process by exercising your right to vote on November 6th. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.